First time in from verse 9.
请问从第一节开始。
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and they gave him the name that is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，并赐给他了超乎万名之道。
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
说一切在天上的地上的地底下，因耶稣的名如何屈膝。
And every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
从不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是朝圣者，不在我在你那里，就是我已经在你们那里更深。自当从去战兢，坐在你们得救。因为你们立志的事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的旨意。
Do everything without complaining or arguing.
凡所行的，不要发怨言，起争论。
So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without faults in the in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe.
使你们无可指摘，诚实无畏，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
As you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ, that I may run or labor in my feet.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好把我的用功好，也没有功劳。Let's pray.
How wonderful it is that brethren may dwell together in unity.
亲爱的主，当弟兄能够和睦同居，是何等荣耀！It's
also wonderful that we may sit together.
我们能够坐在一同坐在你的脚前，这是何等的奇妙！
We pray that this morning you will speak to every one of us.
主啊，今天早晨我们求你向我们每一个人说话。
May your words impress deeply into our hearts.
愿你的话语深深地印在我们心中。
We tell you, Lord, when we are here.
主啊，我们向你说，我们在这。
And speak to our hearts.
向我们的心说话。
May the Holy Spirit translate the message into the level that every one of us can understand.
愿圣灵将这话语，在我们照着我们每一个人的程所能领会的程度，向我们启示。
Only you can do such a work.
只有你能做这奇妙的工作。
We pray that after this message,
我们求你在经过的信息之后，
Not only that we will be quickened,
我们不仅得以复苏，
We pray that your heart also will be satisfied,
并且我们愿你的心得过满足。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
If you know very well, the theme of this conference is holding forth the word of life.
我们都已经非常清楚这一次聚会的主题是将生命的道表明出来。
Our brother last night actually already had a wonderful exposition of this theme.
昨天晚上我们弟兄对于这个主题有一个非常好的解释。
And this morning I would like to approach it from a different angle.
今天早晨我要从不同的角度来再看一下。
That is, we want to see it in the light of the epistles of the Philippians.
就是我们要从对腓立比教会的书信的亮光中来看。
Now, let's understand more about this matter of holding forth the word of God.
让我们能够更多的清楚明白将生命的道表明出来这件事。
Now we have to go back to the author of this letter.
我们需要回到这一封书信的作者来。
But it is Paul who wrote the letter.
乃是保罗写了这一封书信。
So only Paul was able to understand or able to explain it clearly.
所以唯有使徒保罗能够清楚地把它解释一遍。
So let's try to Let's try to understand new things.
让我们试着来了解这个东西。
In the letter, in the light of this letter.
借着腓立比书的亮光来明白。
Now, as you know that Paul has a bit of spiritualized the experience.
我们知道使徒保罗成名的年日大概是33年。
From his day of from his day of spiritual birth,
从他属灵的出生开始
the day of his conversion,
就是他得救的日子
to the day he became martyr for Christ,
到他为着基督寻道的日子
Now we know that there were 33 years.
我们知道大约是33年
It is almost the days of our Lord in his flesh.
他几乎相等于我们处在肉身中的年日。
And these 33 years can be divided into three stages.
这33年可以被分作三个阶段。
First 7 years.
首先是11年。
Secondly 7 years.
第二个11年。
And the last.
然后最后。
So altogether 33 years.
一共加起来是33年。
Now in the first 11 years, he is a faithful man.
在首先的11年，他过了一段隐藏的生活。
And Paul grew before the presence of God as a tender shoot.
保罗在神的面前生长，如同嫩芽一样。
And that's how he spent his first 11 years.
那是他如何花费了他的头11年。
It was hidden.
那乃是隐藏的。
That part of life only known to the heaven, to God Himself.
那一段的生活。只有天，只有我们的神知道。
In that 11 years,
在那11年中
，He did not receive any cheer or any applause from this world.
他从来没有接受过从世人来的欢呼或者是掌声。
Only the Father's smiling welcome that 11 years.
只有父的笑脸管制了那11年。
And then after 11 years, he entered into the second stage.
然后在11年。在11年之后，他进入了第二个阶段，
那也是 most fruitful years.
那是他一生中最有果效的年。
Now during those 11 years,
在那11年中
，he had traveled almost all Asia Minor.
他几乎走遍了整个小亚细亚
and half of Europe.
欧洲一半
，the distance almost equivalent to today's the half of the equator.
那个距离呢，相等于赤道的一半。
The Lord God really used him in a mighty and living way.
神在一个大能并且活泼的方式中使用。
So the second period of his life was very, very fruitful.
所以在他属灵生命的第二个阶段呢，他是非常的有果效。
Now you know his very famous three missionary journey.
我们都知道他有三次很有名的传福音的行程。
That all happened in that second year.
这都是在这中间的11年中发生。
Now when he reached the end of the second period,
当他来到第二个阶段的结尾的时候
，By that time you know Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians.
在那个时刻呢，他写了罗马书、哥林多前后书和加拉太书。
In his life, actually, he has written 13 epistles.
在他一生中，他写了13封书信。
In the middle of his first stage, and I'm sorry, in the middle of his second stage,
在他第二个阶段的中期
，he wrote the first 2 letters.
他写了他的头两封书信。
And these 2 letters actually were addressed to Thessalonians.
这两封书信实际上是写给天堂龙家的教会。
So five years later, he wrote the same group of letters.
所以五年之后呢，他写了他第二群的书信。
In another word, at the end of his second stage, he has written those four books they have just mentioned, Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians.
所以在他第二个阶段结尾的时候，我们已经提到他写了四封的书信，就是罗马书、加拉太书和哥林多前后书。
So when he reached the end, when he reached to the end of the second stage,
所以当他来到他第二个阶段结束的时候
，we know that actually he already reached the prime of life.
我们知道他已经达到了他人生中最。
As far as ministry is concerned,
就着他的职事来说
he almost reached the top.
他几乎已经达到了顶点。
As far as his usefulness is concerned,
就着他的功用来说
he also almost reached the top.
他也几乎达到了顶点。
Now he discovered there's no more place to preach the gospel.
他发现了再没有地方可以去传福音。
So he made a decision he would like to live in Rome.
所以他做了一个决定，他想要去访问罗马。
He wants to bring the gospel to the very end of the earth.
他盼望把福音传到地极。
Now by that time, it is Rome.
在那个时刻，他就是罗马。
And so we knew that, and while he was at Ephesus.
所以我们知道，当他在以弗所的时候
，He had a dream.
他有一个梦
，and he was very ambitious.
他非常的有雄心
，He wanted to reach the heartland of Roman Empire at that time.
他盼望来到当时罗马帝国的中心
，He wanted to win the whole world for Christ.
他盼望为着基督赢得全世界。
So that's what happened at the very end of his second stage.
那是在他第二个阶段结束的时候所发生的。
It was most useful.
他是最有用的。
And he received much revelation.
他得着了许多的启示。
You know, he stayed in Ephesus for three years.
他在以弗所停留了三年。
Now, in 1800, almost everywhere they had heard the message given by Paul.
几乎整个小亚细亚遍地都听见了使徒保罗所传的福音。
You could never find any better period in the life of Paul like that period.
我们在使徒保罗一生中没有任何一个阶段像那个时刻。
So we thought that Paul could never get tired.
所以我们认为呢，保罗再不可能往上去。
We thought that he would never get deeper.
我们也认为他不可能再有更深的。
If you study the school of theology today or Bible school.
跟我们在今天所谓的神学院或者圣经学院里面研究
，Now you know that you know that Romans and Galatians, these two courses are must.
我们看见了罗马书和加拉太书这两门课是必修课。
But that represents the revelation.
那个时代代表着启示。
If you want to know gospel, if you want to know salvation.
就是我们要明白福音和救恩。
Now you have to know these two books.
我们 two books,
clearly.
我们就必须要清楚地来认识这两个。
So we all understand when Paul wrote these two books.
所以我们都明白，当保罗写这两卷书
，He indeed has reached the peak.
他实在已经达到了他生命中的顶点。
As far as life is concerned,
就着生命来说
，He must be very mature.
他已经非常的成熟。
His experience must be very deep.
他的经历已经非常的深了。
He was no longer a shallow Christian.
他不再是一个肤浅的基督徒。
Now he is not only holy, he also very deep.
他不仅是圣洁的，并且也非常的深。
So if you study the life in that period,
所以若是我们来研究他那个阶段的生命
，the life and ministry of Paul in that period,
保罗在那个时代他的亮光和他的知识
，then you will come to the conclusion.
我们就会做一个结论
，that should be the ultimate.
那应该是极致的，那就是所有的。
Now, if somehow we reach that stage,
若是我们能够达到那个阶段
，we'll be more than satisfied.
我们就心满意足。
So think about brothers and sisters, when you reach that period,
所以弟
And especially we know that so those two hands that Paul were most useful.
这点我们想到了，使徒保罗的双手是那么的有用。
And his mouth was just like a goldsmith's mouth, golden mouth.
他的口像一个金口。
When he preached gospel, many people got saved.
当他传福音的时候，许多的人得救了。
So those two hands are most important.
所以他的双手是非常重要的。
And it took 22 years for God to make man is a useful vessel out of Paul.
神使用了22年来制作使徒保罗，使他成为有用的。
If you want to be a good doctor,
那是我们要做一个好的医生。
If you want to have a good and become a good engineer,
那是你要做一个好工程。 4
years should be enough.
4年就足够了。
I remember. In order to make a wonderful vessel in history of church.
那是要在教会历史中成为一个奇妙的信
like Paul,
像使徒保罗一样。
God prepared,
神预备了。
And it took 22 years.
神用了22年。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how many years you have allowed the Lord to work in your life?
我们容许神在我们身上用多少年来做工？
You want to be the word for the Lord.
我们需要来为做工。
You want to be a useful vessel in hand of the Lord.
我们要在神的手中成为有用的。
How many hours, how much time is it wasted in your hand or in the hand of the Lord?
在我们人生中有多少的时刻、年日是在我们自己的手中，还是在主的手中？
So, with Paul,
所以对保罗而言,
we knew that his time was in hand of God.
我们知道他的年日还是在主的手中。
His master was able to use every minute of his time.
他的主人能够使用他时间中的每一分每一秒。
You know, the world at that time also wanted to use Paul.
我们知道在那个时刻呢，世界也想使用
Paul has arranged three worlds at that time.
使徒保罗在那个时刻，他在那个时间中，他掌握了三个世界
：religious world of people，
就是希伯来人的宗教世界；cultural
world of Greek，
希腊人的文化世界；and
the political and military world of Rome，
罗马的政治和军事的。
So the world definitely wants to use him.
所以世界呢？ 非常确定,
the world definitely wants to use every minute of his time.
世界呢，想要使用保罗他时间的每一刻。
But one day on the way to Damascus,
但是有一天带他去大马士革。
He was caught. He was arrested by the risen Lord.
他被复活的主所抓住，所逮捕。
And once caught, never escaped.
当他一旦被抓住，他就再也逃不开。
And from that time on,
从那个时刻开始,
and God was working his life.
神就开始在他的生命中用了22年。
Finally, we see how Paul has been the primary life of
his life.
And for that reason,
为着这个缘故,
we would say, this is the most precious time in the life of Paul.
我们可以这样说，这乃是保罗一生中最宝贵的时刻。
Then, often,
然后忽然之间,
the weather changed.
天气就变,
often we discover the hand, those most precious pair of hands have been arrested.
忽然之间我们看见他的最有用的一双手呢，被逮捕,
has been imprisoned.
他被放下在监狱,
and those two hands, those pair of hands is most important, most useful.
这是最有用的一双手。
We need more that kind. We need more pair of that kind of hands.
我们需要更多那一类的。
Because it takes 22 years to know that those pair of hands.
因为神用了22年来磨成这一双手。
We not only need one Paul, we need a million of Paul. To come to win the world to Christ.
我们不仅需要一个保罗，我们更需要有 成千上万的保罗来为基督赢得世界。
But you are surprised.
但是叫我们吃惊的。
Paul has lost his freedom.
忽然之间，保罗失去了自由。
And he still went to Rome.
他仍然去了罗马。
He wanted to go to Rome.
他本来就要去罗马。
That is true.
但是他的梦想
，his freedom will be realized.
他的梦想可以实现。
On one hand, God has been spared going to Rome.
一面来说，神回答了他去罗马的那一个祷告。
On the other hand, God did not answer his prayer.
但是另外一面，神没有答应他的祷告。
He wanted to go to Rome in a joyful way.
他盼望在一个喜乐、欢乐的情况下去。
That's how we go to Rome. The days in Rome to the Romans.
在罗马书，他怎样写给罗马的政府们他的意愿？
To his surprise,
叫他吃惊的是
，He went to Rome.
他是带着锁链进到罗马。
You can imagine it was such an active Paul.
我们可以试想，这样一个活跃的保罗，
哇，
充满了生命。
Now, just within one day,
在一分钟之间
，He was bound.
他就被封锁。
We would say he become paralyzed.
我们可以这样说，他就瘫痪。
As far as the whole preaching is concerned,
就是传福音来说
，Now when you are in prison, when you are in chains,
这是我们在监牢里，这是我们带着锁链。
How much can you do?
我们能做多少？
你看，
我们不能做太多。
So we can.
所以我们可以这样传。
When he first arrived in Rome,
当他第一次来到罗马
，When he was first put in the prison of Rome，
当他第一次被下在罗马的监牢中
，Don't forget Paul is a human being，
请不要忘记，他就像你我一样
，We you know that we are just of flesh and blood，
我们都认识自己是血肉之躯
，And we are nothing but the dust，
我们像灰尘一样
，We have emotion，We have love，We have emotion。
我们有自己的感觉，
我们
有
自己的
情绪。
So when Paul was put in such, Paul was in formerly, you know, Paul's world almost like home with us.
在以前的保罗的他的世界好像是全就
，But now he was in prison.
但现在他被下在监狱
，in a small cell，
在一个很小的牢房。
Now he was in prison.
他现在在监里
，so you can imagine，
所以我们可以试想
，what kind of distress with him，
在他的里面何等的沮丧和灰心。
Now we can be sure he must be very very，
我们可以确定的他可能是非常非常的丧气。
We can imagine the depression must have taken over。
我们可以想象的那个丧气的发作。
那 if you study this。
这是我们来研读的第
一章，那是第一章。
那也是第一章。
Now he gave the impression，
他给我们一个印象。
In the beginning he was not like an angel, you know。
在开始的时候并不像天
使。He just like you and me，
他就像你说
的。But then one day he became transcendent，
但是有一天忽然之间
，The Lord somehow opened his eyes，
读开了他的眼。
He began to understand the meaning of his chain。
他开始明白了这所谓的意义。
You see from the sisters, the distress with Paul with this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见保罗他里面的内心
，He probably did not care about being with chains.
他可能并不在乎他带着锁链。
But the problem was this: how to explain that chain?
但是他的问题来自于这个锁链的意义是什么呢
？What is the interpretation of that chain?
这个锁链它的解释是什么
？Now can you define anything good out of the chain？
我们能不能从那一个锁链中得出任何的好处
？Think about the Paul was most useful。
我们想保罗原来是最有用的。
Paul lived for the kingdom of God。
他为了神的国度而
活。He did not live for himself。他 lived for his own life。
他不是照着他自己来过他自己的。
He wanted everything for his master。
他为了他的主人不求一切。
He has consecrated himself to the Lord。
他将他自己奉献给
主。He walked according to the will of God。
他照着主的旨意来行事，
为人 grow and to maturity，
他的生命成长进到成熟。
So you live a selfless life.
所以他活出一个无己的生命。
And he wants to grow.
他愿意去
就想必须的
保守。
He goes even to Rome, not for the sake of sightseeing.
他不是为了观光去罗马。
He went to Rome, 不是为了观光。
他是为着神的旨意去罗马。
And why?
但为什么要有锁链？
说过的。
所以其中。
And this chain really put him under.
所以这个锁链的叫他下
台。This chain really makes him depressed.
这一个锁链叫他灰心。
So what is now what happened?
所以弟兄姊妹们，在监牢里发生了什么事呢？
那遇到万难人士，
你知道我为什么要提这些背景
？Because only with this background，
因为唯有借着这些背景
，we are able to understand feeling for this conference，
我们能够明白这一次特会的事情。
Then you can identify with Paul，
然后我们可以跟保罗认
识 ，because even in a very small scale。
因为呢，即便在很小的程度上
，somehow we went through some kind of sometimes we are in a some kind of circumstances。
多少我们有的时候经过一些的环境
，we had a feeling just like Paul。
我们有像保罗一样的感觉
，for especially when something happens。
弟兄姊妹们，特别当一些事
，we always ask why is this。Why is it happening?
我们总是会问为什么这些事情。
So before you have an explanation,
所以在我们没有解释之前
，you are definitely depressed.
我们确定一定是灰心的。
So you felt sometimes we can fall very deeply in ourselves.
所以有的时候我们很可能深深的落在几个里面。
So some people have to go to the doctor.
所以有些人就要去看医生。
And doctor will give you some medicine.
那医生就给我们开一些药
，because this is almost the disease of this 20th century，
因为这是
应该是 first century，
二十一世纪的封闭。
Do you see that many people always fall into this depression？
因为我似乎看见许多的人患了忧郁症。
So what's the remedy for the depression？
那么解开的治疗的忧郁症的药是什么
？Now for the people who do not believe in the Lord，
对那些不认识主、不信主的人
，they depend on medicine。
他们要去靠药物。
Let me tell you, now we ask one question.
现在我需要我问一个问题。
For us Christians,
对我们基督徒而言，
就是 sometimes we feel depressed.
所以有的时候我们感觉忧郁。
What should we do?
我们该做
？How can we be delivered from the death of ourselves?
我们怎么样能够从那个己的深处里面被拯救
？Depression means that you fall into the trap of yourself.
这个忧郁呢？它意味着我们落进了己的那个陷阱。我们没有办法从那里出来。
You pity yourself.
我们自怜。
You weep for yourself.
我们为自己哀哭。
Because you thought no one would understand you.
因为我们认为没有人会了解我们。
The more you say it to yourself, the more you depress.
我们越沉在己里面，我们就越忧郁。
So how can we be delivered from that condition?
那么我们怎么样能够从那种光景中？
Paul had
the
same experience.
You don't forget, Paul had
the same experience. Now, especially after he was most useful, after he received most of revelation, now he discovered he was with
chain.
He was no longer free as before.
他再不像以前那样可以自由往来。
Now, if he was with himself,
若是他是为己而活，他就没有办法
去。But if you want to preach the gospel,
若是你要传福音
how could you reach out if you want to?
为着自己而活，他能够接受。但是若是要传福音的话，他怎么能带着锁链去传
？So brothers.
所以弟兄
now that's so that background of this book is better to thank God. After some time
struggling,
if you read first chapter, you will see it.
那我们读第一章，我们就可以看见。
And one day, so he said, the Lord really opened his eyes.
主真实开了他的眼睛。
Then he began to
realize. 然后 开始明白。
He was just like a what?
他就像一只蝴蝶一样。
Now before a butterfly flying in the blue sky，
之前呢，这个蝴蝶是在蓝天之下。
We know that butterfly came from the wind。
我们知道，蝴蝶是从毛虫来。
Now from wind to the butterfly。
从毛虫变成了蝴蝶。
It has gone through, it has to go through a process.
它经过一个过程。
Now for a period of time.
在一段时间之中。
Now somehow, this worm, was dead.
这一个毛虫好像死了一样。
And somehow he was infected.
它生存吧。
And we all know the story.
我们都知道这故事。
But one day.
但是有一天
，and out of that，
从那个池里面
，out of that prison，
从那一个牢房中
，you remember where the worm was imprisoned？
我们记得这个毛虫怎样变成茧被捆
绑。He may have thought that that's the end of everything。
他可能认为这是一切事的了结。
But he did not realize that。
但是他却不明白
，out of that worm，out of that death，
从那个池。
And here comes the life.
现在求得了生命。
But it's a different, it's a life on different level.
它是一个不同程度的生命。
No longer the life belongs to two dimensions of world.
它不再是在那两度空间的生命。
Now it's a life which belongs to the three dimensions.
现在是一个在三度空间。
With a dimension called heaven.
在有一个空间的称作天。
Formerly it's a word dream of heavens.
以前的这一个毛虫，它梦想着天。
But now the butterfly is in heaven.
但是现在这蝴蝶却在天空。
So, brothers and sisters, do you see that? That exactly what Paul was going through.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们是否看见，那就是保罗他确实所经过。
Why he was in prison?
他为什么被下在监中
？And as if everything is lost.
好像一切都失去。
Everything is dead.
每一件事都进入了。
He really came to the very end of his life.
他好像来到了人生的终极。
He thought he won't be useful anymore.
他认为他再也没有用。
That's always right.
那是他一生的一切。
But you are such right.
但是叫我们吃惊。
Paul was getting higher and higher.
保罗却一再的往上。
He was no longer the worm of climbing on this earth.
他再不是在地上爬的毛虫。
Now he was able to fly in the blue sky.
现在他能够在晴空底下飞翔。
Now you see what kind of life was that?
我们可以看见那是何等样的生命。
Now this butterfly reports his experience to us.
现在这一个蝴蝶呢，把他的经验向我们呈明。
Now these four letters of prisons.
这四封监狱书信。
Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon, and Philippians.
以弗所、哥罗西、腓利门和腓利比。
And this four book on the report of that transcendent life.
这四卷书乃是那超越生命的一个报告。
Think about it. When you are earthbound,
让我们想一想，当我们被地所捆绑。
And you really feel the gravity of this earth.
我们可以非常清楚地感觉这个地的。
And none of us can hold ourselves, can lift our own self back up.
No. 我们没有一个人可以抱起自己，把自己举起来。
But brothers and sisters, it takes some kind of power.
需要有一定一种的力。
That power which similar to the power of rockets.
那一个能力呢，像火箭一样。
And with that power, we were able to be lifted up from this earth.All the way into the outer space.
借着那个能力，我们能够脱开地的吸引力而进入太空。
Now you just ask me, what kind of power is that?
就是你问我那是什么样的能力呢
？That power has been explained in the first chapter of Book and Letter to the Ephesians.
那一个那个能力呢，在腓立比书第一章和腓立比所书里面第一章里面提到。
And you remember Paul talked about the power.
我们记得使徒保罗在那里讲了。
That is manifest in saints.
那个能力呢，在圣徒中显明出来。
And remember that power has two elements.
我们也记得那个能力呢，有两个要素。
It is the power of resurrection and the power of ascension.
一个人是复活的大能，一个是上升的大
能。
所以弟兄姊妹，
保罗的那个奥拉米的他是，
使徒保罗从他的忧郁里面怎样得拯救？
给我主的 power
乃是借着那上升的大能。
给我的 power 来成全。
乃是上升的道。
It takes us from from our own shell and into Christ.
把我们从己里面带出来，进入基督。
And this is a wonderful experience.
这是一个奇妙的经历。
And because of this power ascension,
因着这一个上升的能力。
And even Paul was in prison.
甚至保罗在监牢。
He was still alert.
他仍然在地上。
But he was having alert.
但是却是先在地上。
Every stone on the wall of the prison，
在那牢房中的墙壁上面，一个石头。
What a precious stone in the house！
在使徒保罗的眼中都是宝石。
Why？
为什么
？That prison was the same prison。
那是同一个牢房。
But somehow Paul has had wonderful experience。
但是保罗却有一个奇妙的经历。
And then out of that prison。
从那一个经历中
，He has given us four letters.
他给我们四封书信。
We thought that poor Paul could not get higher anymore.
我们认为保罗再不可能达到最高。
We thought Paul could never get deeper anymore.
我们也认为保罗不可能再有更深的深
度。To our surprise,
但是叫我们吃惊。
When you study these four letters,
当我们读这四卷书信
，and you discover Paul is much higher.
我们就发现保罗比以往更高
傲，
他比以往更深了。
When we study in Romans，
当我们读罗马
格林前，
加拉太，哥林多前后书。
Now the scope of Paul's revelation is global。
使徒保罗得着的那一个启示的范围乃是全球性。
Because he wrote the letter to the saints in Rome。
因为他写给在罗马的圣徒。
Rome was the capital of Roman Empire.
罗马的是当时罗马帝国的首都。
And Paul wants to preach the gospel to everywhere in this planet.
保罗呢，他有一个雄心，要向在整个地球上每一个地方传。
So his dream is a global one.
所以他的梦乃是一个全球。
He wants the whole world.
他要得着全世界。
If anything less than world would not have done all，
若是任何少于全球的都不能叫他。
But he wants the world not for himself，
但是他不是为自己来得。
He wants the world for Christ，
他要为基督得。
So you know his dream is a global one，
所以我们知道他的梦想理想乃是全球。
His dream was a global one，
他的意向是全球性。
Now that's the first book， that the second book of four letters，
那乃是。他第二组的四封书信，
罗马书、加拉太书、哥林多前后，
罗马书、加拉太书、哥林多前后。
But now my new one is，
但是现在他在监牢中。
God did something wonderful in the life of，
神在保罗的生命中做了奇妙的。
From that time on，
从那个时刻开始
，He is the last to be loved。
他就开始过他地上最后的十一年。
In his last 11 years，
在他最后的十一年
，he was always walking under the shadow of death。
他一直都行走在死亡的阴影下。
So that is third day of his life。
所以呢，那乃是他生命中的第三个阶段。
And from the sixth， in the middle of the third day，
在这第三个阶段的中期。
And then he Paul wrote this whole letter, and Philippi is one of them.
使徒保罗就写了这四封书信，腓立比是其中的一封。
So if you study these four letters carefully,
若是我们仔细的来读这四封书信
，and as far as the revelation is concerned,
就这启示而言
，no books like Ephesians and Colossians,
没有一卷书能够像。以弗所和哥罗西书一样
，they are highest in the collection。
他们在旗帜上是最高的。
When you reach the two books，
当我们来到这两卷书
，remember actually you touch the highest revelation in this universe。
我们就摸到了这整个宇宙中最高的启示。
Thank God，
感谢主。
Now you understand the meaning of it。
现在我们明白了那一个锁链的意义。
Without the chain of Paul，
没有使徒保罗所受的捆绑
，we will never receive such a thing。
我们就不可能得着这样的启示。
And then we will look at the other church。
然后我们就根本不明白什么是教会。
We will say, "Oh, we need a Caesar in the church."
我们可能会想说，我把一把剪刀留在教会。
Because church.To some of us, it's a building as well.
因为对我们一些人而言的教会可能就是一个建筑。
That's not the situation. It was Paul told us.
但是弟兄姊妹们还是保罗告诉我们。
Through Ephesians,
借着以弗所书。
Church is the body of Christ.
教会乃是基督的身体。
You will never leave your Caesar in the body of Christ.
我们不可能把我们的剪刀留在基督的身体。
Some kind of doctor made that mistake.
可能有的时候医生都会犯这
样。Some doctor leaves some Caesar in somebody.
有一些医生呢，把他的手术剪刀留在。
That's really happened.
那真的发生过。
But impossible for the body of Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这不肯对基督的身体而言。
So we all Paul very much.
所以我们都欠使徒保罗。
Without Ephesians,
说是没有以弗所书。
Now today Christianity probably just another form of Judaism.
今天的基督教很可能就是以往犹太教的另一个。
Now unfortunately, today Christianity already become part of Judaism.
但是很可惜的，今天基督教已经变成犹太教的一部分。
Some young people ask.
有一些年轻人可能
Why do we meet in this way?
为什么我们要这样的
Why we don't just go along with other people?
为什么我们要像别人一样
Take up young people?
为什么我们不能跟他们一样
We should be able to bring young people to the Lord.
我们才是年轻人，我们应该来为主而
活。But by one by one they left.
所以他们就一个一个
Should we do something?
我们是不是应该做一些
Now why we meet this way?
为什么我们弟兄姊妹们，我们为何如此去
？Now, brothers and sisters, if church was under the umbrella of Judaism,
弟兄姊妹们，若是教会是在犹太教的保护伞
，In the first century, the Jewish people they were good friends of the emperor, like Augustus or even Julius Caesar.
我们知道，在第一世纪的时候，犹太人呢和罗马的皇帝像奥古斯都。朱莉亚，跟他们是好朋友。
So they don't have worship emperor.
他们的
，they don't have to worship emperor.
他们不需要来拜这个皇帝。
So they should remain true to their own god.
他们应该呢，向着他们的神忠。
So the Judaism did not suffer any persecution.
这个时候的犹太教没有受任何的逼迫。
So if the Church of Christ was under that umbrella,
所以说是教会在那个时候呢，在犹太教的保护之下
，then the whole church history will be rewritten.
那么整个教会历史就要重写。
No more persecution.
再没有人受逼迫。
But why persecution?
但是为什么会受逼迫
，brother and sister?
弟兄姊妹们
，according to our law,
照着我们的主。
Now the new wine can be only contained by new bottle.
新酒要用新皮带。
You can never contain new wine with old bottle.
我们不能用旧皮带来装新酒。
Judaism was old bottle.
犹太教来自那旧皮带。
My brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Only when the church is the body of Christ.
唯有当教会是基督的身体。
And this is all of it.
这是一个生机石。
This is the organism for the new wine.
这是那一个新酒它的生机石。
Let other people to have old oil.
让其他的人他们去用这个。
Let other people receive the welcome from the world.
让他们去接受世人的欢迎。
Let them accept applause from the world.
让他们接受世人的掌声。
Let them enjoy the prosperity.
让他们来享受。昌盛繁荣
，brothers and sisters. If you want to follow the Lord,
若是我们要跟随
，if we be together,
若是我们一同去
represent the